Simon Kuzayan. Sif. We did Sif Aleph. We did not do Mishabur and Sif Aleph. So a person, the halachas of a person, is not sure if he davened. So what does he have to do? Okay. So cut now. Him he's palo. Lein Kirishman v'chosayim. This topic I'm Leil b'Sim and Samazayin. Kirishman and that topic we discussed before. So Kirishma, you have to cut the topic the raisa. Kuzayin sefal.
Thank you.
Yeah. Once you have to say Kirishma, which is suffix the raisa, so then the brachas go back on Kriya Shema, so you would say brachas Kriya Shema as well. Okay. Chazon Mispal. So the Shulchan Aruch says that you go back and you daven again with a Tanai. If you're mechuyev, it's tefillah, and if not, it's a tefillah nedava. Sukkot and Beis. Umasav Omer. He makes a condition and he says im loy hispalalti. If I have not davened yet, so this tefillah will be for my chiyuv. If I have davened, it'll be a tefillah sadav. Okay. Okay. Ba'avah pisha kol sofim and divrei sefim lahakol. So the chara, why are we doing this? Sabadar ban lakula. I'm sure I'm chiyuv daven. So I'm potter. Kolmakam hacha chazum ispalo. We do go back over here again. Why? Mibnei, the Morris says the following language. Shalavai, she spelled Odom Kolayom, Bitaris Nadova Vayere Hirush. The Morris says it would be nice if we'd be able to daven the whole day. It would be nice to be able to daven multiple times during the day. So normally we don't get involved in Nadova because of the challenges of Hirush are significant. Therefore, but over here, when we have at least a suffix, you might as well do that. Next point. The chiddush is you've solved your problem. Okay. Okay. It's called the Derech HaChaim. The Arvi is specific, and it's actually spelled Tfilah Shemoneh Esrei. By Marv, however, this halacha doesn't apply. Why? Because it's in Marv as a Rishus. But what? Klai Yisrael has undertaken Marv as a Chiyuv. They have a Mekabal as a Chiyuv. That Kabbalah that the Derech HaChaim says is only a case of the Vadi Rumachuyuv. The Kabua Bechayva Bevadi Vle Besafik. Therefore, addressing that possibility that you didn't do a mitzvah is also called a chiddush. So in order to address the possibility that you're not mechuyev to do that, the best solution would be, you're welcome, would be to be mechadish davar. We'll see what chiddush davar is in the next sif. We'll define what chiddush is. Okay. If he's vadi that he davened, you can't daven again without chiddush. Ein chayzer gimel. The tefillahs connected to tamidim tiknum. Tefillahs are connected to tamidim. Avi kamakar shay tamidim l'shem chayv. You can't bring two tamidim l'shem chayv in the morning or the afternoon. Shasu mishum bal tosif. Vafilu mispalu mitzilu biyachad. Vachshav retzili spalu b'tzibra. Vafilu hachiyos. So you know, I davened shachris. I didn't think we'd be able to get a minion. Then we got a minion. So I'm davening with the minion. Well, you know, you can't do it again. Okay. So he doesn't go back. Now, but he kept him his Balaam in the Dava. He has to think in his mind what he's doing as an adava. But Shem Chayav Afilah Bechidush is also, if he's saying he's doing this for Chiyuv, when he's not Mechuyuv, just he wants to add some things, that's not going to make him mutter. Okay, well, now, what would be in Chidush ben Adava? I'm davening an extra tefillah as an Adava to Hashem. I love Hashem so much, I want to just speak to him a second time. So what's the problem? What do you need Chidush for? The fact that you're making new requests is what Chiddush is, indicates that your goal over here is because you have needs that you want to address as opposed to you're doing L'Shem Chayva. Without any Chiddush, it's like you're doing it because you have a Chiyuv to do it, which is not true. I mean, it says in Shemir Das Atur, the Huadin, the Mispal, the Tvila Shalom, the Teres Chayva, Kamaliskam, the Shum, the Dava. The person has no thought process, his mind is blank why he's doing it. Chayver and Adav, he's not thinking. As long as he's Mechadish, something that will also be acceptable. So that's how the Beis Yosef understands the Torah. The Dim Rasko Ayre Chiddush Chazdu Mispalo. Then he brings the Rambam, etc., like that. He's with that from the Rambam, not like this Beis Yosef B'Shem Matur, that even with Chiddush, you still need Kavanah L'Shem Nadav. Okay, the only tefillah you cannot do al yedei nedava is tefillah musaf. Which are, it's not yomtiv, where there's an issur bringing the davas. It's chalamoid or rosh chodesh where it's mutter to bring the davas. So I want to make it a nedava. Yeah, but I can't say kimeshar musafim kelchasam. But you can't mention Musaf and say you're doing it as an adobo, because that's not true. You can't bring Musaf as an adobo. So a case where you may not bring an adobo. So Musaf, you cannot bring an adobo. Shabbos, you can't bring an adobo. Yotav, you can't bring an adobo. If it's having a mispalo or some, if you have a sofik, and you're a chalatzul, you can't go back and make it tonight. The rate circle has to canabas of cut and beige. You may have to make it tonight. You can't make it tonight because you don't bring the dove on those days. Or that's Vila. I only come up with Kukhab Dal Tsiv Aleph Bibir Halacha. Okay. I imagine there are some who argue that the concept of the dove does apply over there, but okay, there's no such thing as the double cloud. Fishane the Dharma, they have double scraven. There's no din in the Dharma, double scraven, and Shabbos are yomtiv. And therefore, you can't bring in a double. The person started davening, believing he had not davened. Then he realizes in the middle that he had davened. He cannot continue, even though he could add the new thought, it doesn't help. He planned the davening. He thought he had an amend. So he's davening for the Chiyuv. Okay. Therefore, for that, you can't change it as an adava. The Chiyuv is Hiskobah L'Shem Chayva. You can't switch your korban in the middle. You started your korban as a chayva, now you're making a dava, that doesn't work. Close actually, his called Dashal Yispal. Toma Ketzer, he believed for sure they had not davened, so he can't switch. Let's say a person wasn't sure. He says, I can't remember if I davened or not. Let's daven again with tonight. If I'm a chayiv, I'm davening with chayiv. If I'm not, it should be an adav. Now, in this group, he gets to the fourth or fifth verse. I davened already. So since the Chachila, he already said, if I'm not Mechuyim, it should be an Adava. So the Tanai was in the Chachila, so he could continue. Yeshem Renein Tzarech Kiddush, Gremur Kach L'Shem Adava, Kimish Hizcho Mitchila, Kahoig and Adai to the Seika. The Sofak Havik Yechiddush. We said, addressing the Sofak is a form of Kiddush. So Ein Tzarech Kiddush, you don't need any other Kiddush. The Vush says, however, in that situation you can continue, but you have to add a new thought in the brachas, the new bakasha, which wasn't there beforehand. So it could be that Lavush is not a chi of gomer, but it's preferred, just a preferred way of doing it. Okay. So before we look at some bays, let's look at the biurei halacha a little bit. So the first biurei halacha, imhu mesupik. So he brings the chayadim. I'm a chayadim shekasa da'yom einu noeg dinza. We don't do this. We don't do this tefila with a tanai. Maybe it's a chayber. Maybe it's an adabu. Why? If you might do a vore the kavam b'sevdal and the tzar she makir es atzmai ba'omet b'dayt shiuchu l'chaven. You only have to have a tefila adabu if you believe you can focus on all the brachas when you say that. So you're here. You're making a tanai and say maybe this is an adabu. Well, you're not going to be mechaven. Well. You do what? As long as I feel echo me elof, you might say, we can't enter yochel lahastus. That's what Chayyadim says. Comes to Mishaburim. Mishaburim says, when you hear it, when he is dighty. Okay? First, I don't accept what he's saying.
Where is this Chayyadim in Mishaburim?
The Bir Locha. She says, I don't accept the Chayyadim. Learn to hear it, when he is dighty. The echo. The Rebbe holds that it's suffic, you're mukhi v'davin again. So according to him, even if you can't make an adab, you're mukhi v'davin. Philo Dasa Rashba says that you can't daven me suffic, you have to make an adab. And the tzad that it's not a chiv. Okay? Yeshach halak may hold the siftalit. There's a difference. The Shoma Ari Mimispalo Stam and Tarsadov. A person's coming up, making an adab out of, I don't know where. The Shom Yavar Kinanbe, Loma Li Rabs Yiv Chechem. So, I'm going to meet him, Gamma Gimel Tfilz Akvus. We say, listen, what are you actually, how many extra Tfilz? We're not doing them right. That's like the Russian was saying, I don't need extra Kabbanas. I don't need extra Kabbanas, which are insulting. You come to the Russian, I haven't really thought I could ask you, and then your mind wanders, it's not nice. So, Russian says, I don't need it. But that's over there. Possession writes a lot. He spells kedai lotzos yinei sveika. But over here, he needs a daven because of the suffix. Didn't hukamai shar tefilas. The tzarech lachili startled the chaven. But he ever died in loy kibur not bavus. For this purpose, but he ever being mechaven bavus might be sufficient. Okay, so that's his argument. See, halacha ma'isa accepts the din of the shulchan aruch nowadays as well. So what is the definition of this Kiddush? So you say Ishtikol Torah in the getter of Hilchus Tefillah. It's a Kiddush, right? Mm-hmm. No. Hushikharish Dabra Bechol Bracha Me'am Soyers Me'ena Bracha. Means each one of the 13 middle brachas, you have a new request which has to do with that bracha. Okay? But in Mechidish, I feel b'bracha achas dayoy k'leil odiyah shehid nadav b'lechav. But b'di'evid, as long as at least one bracha you had a new request, that's sufficient. Fine. Kagob yesher men deloitz mikra chidish elim nischadash etzal dober shalom hoi tzarech elav k'edem l'chein. The rekosh has to be a brand new need which was not there beforehand. So, person finishes Menestrei, and he hears that, you know, a relative of his got very sick. He wasn't down with his relative before. He just heard that the stock market crashed, and he lost all of his money. He went from being a billionaire to being a pauper. So that's a brand new need. So he needs a daven again. So he goes, and he davens again. He finished Menestrei, and he realized if he got a toysis, he wants a daven. The Rishon Shkim Das, remember the toysis, you know. Right? Brand new need. Mr. Shabur, Mem Soyuz. So the need over here is the mechaven, new thoughts and a new request in each one of the middle brachas. There's no need; those are not tefillas of bakasha, and therefore there's no need to create a new request in each one of those. Okay. Now take a look at the bir halacha in Kiddush Afilu Bracha Achas. He says, as long as you're mechazer one of the brachas, that's sufficient. Does shmeh tefillah count? So really, we have 12 brachas, and then we have shmeh tefillah, which is a general bakasha. So I don't have a bracha, which is a need, which is corresponds to any one of the 12 brachas. So I want to add the shmeh tefillah. Meloshim zeh mashal, the tefillah b'virchas shmeh tefillah. You can, if as long as you're mechazer and you add a new one over there, it's good enough. Now the Yeshermah says that Shmei Tefillah does not work. The goal over here is to show that you're making a bakasha, which indicates that this is a nadav and not a chayva. If I add this bakasha every day, my regular Shemoneh Esrei, it's not going to work. It's something which is not normally put there. So the Rama adds, it's not enough that you add a new point, it has to be a brand new need, which wasn't there before your Dava. Right? So Shemoneh holds, no, it has to be a new bakasha which you haven't asked for before. But could be the need was there, you just never thought about asking. Right? And Rama says it has to be even more than that, it has to be a brand new thing. Okay, Gimel. Ain't Tzibur Mispal in Tzvilas Nadava Klal. Tzvilas Nadava does not belong to the Tzibur, just like the Tzibur can't bring a carbon Nadava. Only a Kinnah can bring a carbon Nadava. Tess, Klal. Then Tzibur not given carbon Nadava, although the Ketzim is Bech, Kishim is Bech Batul. The only time the Tzibur brings a carbon Nadava is what's called Ketzim is Bech. Ketzim is Bech, Rashi says in Gemara, does not come from the word Ketz at the end, but the word Kayetz. Kayetz is cut figs. Ketzioiz. The summer is the time when they dry out the so the figs were like a dessert. So when this bag is empty, you add some kibbutz for dessert for Hashem, as it were. Like that's like the extra. So the tzibur has committed itself. In the case of the mizbeach is empty, that you know would be nice to add something. That's a whole different concept than the din of the tefillah sadava. We can't daven a carbon, a tefillah connected that carbon. Yochel is davening with the tzibur, can daven a tefillah sadova. Now, interesting, there's a question which do you count this as part of the minyan? Right? So you have two scenarios. We have 10 really holy guys who are davening an extra sadova. You know, is that a minyan? Would there be din of chazar shashatz? The person say no. That's not a din minyan. What about if the person's davening at tefillas nadava? If you count them towards the minyan, to say you have 10 people, so or you have 6 people, you want to chazar shashatz, you need 6 people. He's davening nadava. No, the person say no. And one point which the Mishnah brings up over here is. So we discuss over here a person is masupik vidavens. So we address it by this, you know, tefillah sadova. So a person is davening and he's not sure what he mind wanted, he's not sure whether he said brachas or not. He knows he said the first 5-6 brachas. He's now holding the siddur somewhere around the 12th bracha, and somewhere in the between number 6 and number 12, he has no idea what happened. So what does he do? So the problem is that there are two answers. Some person say that you can't continue davening Shemoneh Esrei unless you said all the brachas. So any bracha that you're masubik about, you have to go back and repeat. Some can't, you can't go back and say a bracha which you're not necessary to say unless you know for sure you need to say it. So you're allowed to continue from the brachas that you know for sure you didn't say. So there are two answers amongst the poskim, you know, and I haven't seen anybody who's given a compelling argument one way or the other.
So you're saying in that situation you wouldn't go back to this, you'd continue from the 12th bracha?
So it's a big problem. According to one sheet, though, you can't continue from the 12th bracha, you must say all the brachas. Mm-hmm. Karnamashiv, you can't go back because you know not say bracha that you're masubik about. Right. So you must go weiter. So what do you just stand there paralyzed? Because Karnamashiv, you can't go weiter unless you go back. Once it's, you can't go back, so you must go weiter. So what do you do?
Right.
You know, so you get a psak. I for the life of me, I haven't figured out what the psak is. He brings over here. He brings in the Chazon Ish. He goes back. He brings in the Stipler that the Chayyim says that you don't go back. You have to go right. And that's pretty heavy hitters. Yeah. Okay, the Chayyim says you go right, and the Chazon Ish says you have to go back. Shkoyach. How do you do?
In Shabbos and Mincha, you'd have the Eitzah,
just
listening to
Chazor Shabbos. Right, so the Eitzah would be the listen to Chazor Shabbos up to that point and then go right there, right? Yeah. Right. But you have to make sure that you get a Chazon who's going to say all the words out loud, that you can hear them. Or you have a Tzibur which doesn't say Amen before the end of the Bruch, and then you can't hear the Chazon. You know, or Baruch Hu V'Shemoy, and you can't hear the Hashem's name. You know, all you need is one big tzaddik who's that one's right next to you, who's, you know, belting it out.
What in
if a person's davening right next to you, you know, and saying Amen or Baruch Hu very loud, and you can't hear the Chazon, so you can't use the Chazon anymore. Okay, Dalit. Right to these spell Tfilas Adobat Sarach Shemakir Es Atzmoy. Tfilas Adobat requires that a person should be familiar with himself. Zohar is Vazoyer, that he's a person who can do things with alacrity and with precision. And he can focus on the tefillah from beginning to end. He knows his mind's going to wander. Kriyanabai, we apply to this. Rashi says, who needs extra kabbalas? I don't need your extra kabbalas. You're bringing me a karmen adava, a extra shmoneh esrei, and your mind's wandering. So this is a quote from the Rosh
Hashanah.
Halavai, we should get it right. Okay. So if Katan Yod, Ritzalim Spalo, Ritzalim, Afilu Mispalo, and the Dabai, even if he's making Kiddushim, a new request, that's not enough. You still have to focus on the whole Shemoneh Esrei, which is a challenge for most of us. So there's a Bir Lachot that said, but in the case of Sofik, this extra requirement is not there. Okay. Simon Kuvches. Important simon. Mishalei spalo the sibas toos are oinus amazing. Okay, this is the simon which gives me the loch of tashlumin. It also gives me the loch of some of the mistakes of people, you know, which allow you to correct. You have to correct it. Okay. Toa oinenas, a person made a mistake, or an oinus happened. We'll get to the loch of amazing later on. Well, he's spalo shachris. So loch is mispalo minchas time. There's in tashlumin. You can dive in two minchas. To one as for mincha and one as a replacement for shacharis. Her rishona mincha, when you daven, the first of the two has to be the tefillah which is the chiyuv now. Now it's a chiyuv to daven mincha. You daven as mincha first, and then mashniyah l'tashlum. The second one is as replacement for shacharis. V'im hipech, the person switched it to around. He thought in his mind that the first one was a shame shachris and the second one was a shame mincha. Lo yotzei tefillah shi'at tashlumin. You're not yotzei the tashlumin with tefillah. Torch latzer lispalo isa. So the second one you daven for mincha, so that's mincha. The first one was not a tashlumin. So you need to daven a third time, it's tashlumin for shachris. Chenadim mechol malkam is torch lispalo tefillah tashlumin. The first one has to be the chiyiv. The second one has to be the tashlumin. See, for the Mishnah Berurah says the Moshe, let's say a person forgot to daven Ma'ariv Motzi Shabbos. So you daven Shachris Sunday morning, two Shemoneh Esreis. So you say Atochan Antonim on the second one. Because the first one is for Shachris, and the second one is the Tashlum for Ma'ariv. He says if you say Atochan Antonim on the first one, indicating you daven the first one as your Tashlum for Ma'ariv, you wouldn't be Yotze with that. And Rechaim Rishkas says that that's a mistake. He disagrees with Mishabur. He says that there's no halach about the Chonotonah was connected to the Ma'ariv. It's connected to the first tefillah that you say after Shabbos. So over here, the first thing you say after the Shabbos is chakras. So, and that first thing that you say after Shabbos, you think, Rashim gave us a special havdalah between Shabbos and the rest of the week. So it happens to be that this situation, that first till happens to be chakras. And Mishnah Berurah holds it, that's an indicator you're being mechav and l'shem arev, and you can't do that. You have to do it in the right order. Okay. Sivkot na'alav ta, kamanasa lafuke mehizid. It says ta or nenas as opposed to mehizid. Okay, the kamanasa sivzayin. Mishnah lah yisbalu ma'ach v'shalah ha'yisa daita nechayin olav kiroi. A person didn't have it because he possibly felt like he couldn't focus. After Shulah Kudin, also b'zekaleh b'sim kufalav sivalav t'arichesa beiz. So didn't the Gemara, a person couldn't be mechav and they didn't daven? We passed him before that we consider that nowadays a yura, because you're saying like it's like a statement you always are mechav, which is like who are you kidding? So nowadays we don't use that argument not to daven. We do daven, but this person, the following person, I can't focus. I can't daven. If he did that, that was wrong. Well, the Maase says it's not called a mezid. Kamokam ain't a mechav mezid. Mahani le hashlam. We can do hashlam later on. Oynanas. Okay, kigon shahoy chaylo or shikar kilakamon sivches. Example of oinus was he was not well and he couldn't daven, or he was a shikar. And we'll talk about when is a shikar considered an oinus. Now you know oinin shabur lo v'zman tefila atchakover meisle. Oin leil v'simin ayin aleph sif aleph of mishnah berurah shom. So over there, it's not saying he was an oinus. He was batz and potter. Asim et potter ben a mitzvah. So he has no chiyuv tashlumin. So we said over there, if by the time they bury the mace already been nifter, he's an oinon. By the time they finish burying the mace, this man tefillah has passed. He has no chiyuv to make tashlumin by the next tefillah. Misha b'zman tefillah hoyeloi mayim lirchot yadav. Person does not have water to wash his hands. Why is that over his man tefillah? He lost the time to daven. So daven the two of the later tefillas. Okay, now chachila ain nochem levatol atzila mishumayim. We said before, kiliya b'sim sadi beis if daven mishabur ayn shom. You shouldn't be mevatol davening because of lack of water. What you should do is be menaka your hands on something which is a menaka, and daven. Okay, so he made a mistake. He thought that you're supposed to do that. He was looking for water, he didn't realize the time, whatever. So that's an oinus. If the reason why he didn't daven was being oisib b'sarach etzibar, again, that's oisib b'sarach etzibar in a mitzvah, and you're not mechiv to mashim in the next tefillah. Why am I pregunning b'shem simin zeh? Shkos anochem legam b'zeh yispal achar kach l'hashim tefillah shechaseir loy. Prima Gadam says, even though I said before that really you're potter, even though we argue that really you're potter because I said the potter minute is a real bona fide patur, and the din tashlum is only if you're mechuyev, but you didn't. But if you're potter, you don't have to. It would be proper to daven it, tashlumin, with a tanai of nadava. And chiddush. So, now we said before, in a case where you're really more mechuyev misafik to do it, so you don't need chiddush. That's the chiddush. Over here, you need chiddush. Okay.
Chiddush is your new bakasha.
New bakasha, right. So the example was, he was taught, and then he didn't have any chakras. Well, he's bowel chakras. When you create Shema Yesh, the Tashnuman, Aliyah B'Seva Simon Nunchas, Simon Shaksav, Nashem Hashem Shabur. There's no Tashnuman for Kriya Shema. There is the mitzvah of Yisrael Shem applies the whole day, and it is proper to be makabel malchus shemayim later in the day, even though you're not makabel the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Why in Shem Oyd the birchus Kriya Shema? Ain lo tashlum lechol yama. Definitely, you can't replace Kriya Shema. Then I feel him year to levaruch yisam be'esha kara Kriya Shema pamacheres in birchusel. You can say Shema again because it's, you know, we said it. The last paragraph you have to say. Kol Shema you have to say. So you might as well say the whole Shema already. So I'll say Birchus Kriya Shema. No.
What do you have to say?
The last paragraph you have to say. You have to say Skirsis B'Tzorim applies the whole day. So even if the person did not daven chakras, he has to say the last paragraph. Right? He has to say Skirsis Mitzrayim. He should say the first paragraph because he'd say Hishmim Kamal Mechoshemayim. So he says, you know, I'm saying the last one. First one, I'm saying the last one. I'll say the whole thing already. So okay, I'll say Berachas Kriyas Shema also. No. The Latin Chazal, the Shuman Ella, the Tefila, Shiva Kashas Arachim. There's no din of Tashlumen on Berachas Kriyas Shema. Okay. Person daven Mincha twice. Ukashu Shliach Tzibur, Yoytze Yidei Hashlama B'mashu Machzor Tefila B'kol Ram. So he says, you know what? I'll daven the first Mincha L'Shem Chayva, and the second one is Chazar Shashatz. You can use that for Tashlumen. You mean mighty those which need mincha, and you also be mechavan that should be a tashlumen for yourself as well. Which is a chiddush that you can do that, and the Batiba he finds the source for this in Shuvas Radvaz. Okay, so you daven two minchas, shtayim. Vein dai shechav on the shmer mashiach tzibur, but this is by bishul atzim and lechashlumen. You can't daven once and then listen to the chazan. You cannot do that. Vein avur arvis or shacharis. You can't listen twice in the morning for last night's arvis. You can't listen twice by mincha for this morning shacharis. V'latitu shiach tzibur chazar shashat ela davka mishen abaki. Chazar shashat is for a person who's not able. Well, you are able. You're not a daven, so daven again. But for Mariv, Hayois, it was only Rishus and Kabbalah's Chayva to say you could be Yotze Chazar Shashatz, but for Arvis, you would be Yotze. To be Yotze with a Baki, be Yotze Chazar Shashatz doesn't work, but for Tashtum and for Mariv, which is a Batsim, it's a Rishus, that works. So you daven twice, harishana mincha, and then the second tashlumen. Sarak lahakt bov. Sarak lahaktem tefila she chavas shah the tefila satoshumen. The chavas shah gets precedence. Okay. Now he's going to say shalom rav for Ashkenazim. He'll say shalom rav for both. You daven that tefila twice. The person being mashed to Marv, he says Shem Shalom by Shachris twice. You know, you're davening the same field twice. Vim Hepech, if you had all the way around, Pirish, Shoy Daitai, Shetei Rishona, the Tashlumen, he had intent to the first of the two Shibi for Tashlumen, La Yotza, the Latinda Rabban, Hashem Elabiz Manchis, Haskus, Betwilus, Chiyuvis, Vilakadam Lachin. Tashlumen is when you're ready at davening, and a Tfilah, which is a Chiyuv, you may also daven Tashlumen as well. But you didn't have a chiyuv yet, so how can you add a tashlumen? Some say you don't have to go back and do it again. Just thinking it is not enough. You have to actually do an action which indicates that that's your intent. For example, okay, so he forgot Mincha on Shabbos. So he says Havdalah in the second. Right, so he's indicating the first one's for Mincha, the second one is for Maariv. Kamashi Yisbar. So that's the only time you have to go back according to these Shittas. The Magen Avraham. So what do we do? That even just thinking it alone without indicating it is enough that you have to go back. So he davened Shvanesvi number one, thinking the shame Tashlumen. Shvanesvi number two, the shame Chayva. So you say you have to daven again a third time for Tashlumen. That third one, you make it tonight. If I'm Mechayev for Tashlumen, I'm doing it for Tashlumen. If not, I'm doing it as an adult. Lo yotza, you're not yotza, you put it around. Bein shibah b'mezer b'shag, whether you knew that you're not supposed to flip or you didn't know you're not supposed to flip, doesn't make a difference. So at last, you have to go back and daven the tashlumen a second time. Achim yispel l'ashni l'tashlumen rishon l'shem chayvo. Okay, what about the following scenario? You daven correctly, the first one is the chiyah, the second one is the tashlumen. V'tah b'shal chayvo v'le amr bo talo motor. Okay, but you made a mistake in the first one of the two. When you someone to the loch, you have to go back for example, you missed talamotzer. But the tzarich lachzer, Well, this is the Arach of Tefillah Shniyah. Okay? So now it comes out, you're daven, the second Shvarah that you daven is your Tashlumen, and you daven again for Choyva, so Tashlumen and not Choyva, so the order is wrong. Filach Yishniyah also the Tashlumen Mispah L'chakak L'shem Choyva. V'ashat Tefillah Chiyuvis B'to Soyusu. There was a mistake, and therefore the Chorah means you're only allowed to say Tashlumen while you're being Oisik in Tefillah, you weren't Oisik in Tefillah, you made a mistake. No. It's not called you didn't daven at all, and therefore there's no tefillah to allow a tashlumen. He was davening and he davened the second time. Any type of mistake like that would be the same thing. If you daven the first one, the Shem Chayva. The second one, you thought, Tashlumen. So then you daven again, the Shem Chayva. Ah, well, Imloy Kiven, you didn't think what you're doing, you just did it. Toiv, Shirzish, Tetalaloy, Ashtiel, the Shem Chayva, Yispel Hakach, the Tashlumen, the Bezay Yitzikulo Deus. I have a better idea. Count number two is the correction for number one. That's the Chayva. And then daven a third time as a Tashlumen for the earlier tefillah. Okay, let's hold it here.